Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
The other conversation that we have been having is about the old South African flag. So we know that AfriForum is appealing the case, appealing the ruling that that flag should not be displayed. And I was asking you your views on it. Of course, there's two sides to this discussion, but surely the one... No, I'm not even going to give you my view. I want to speak to Advocate Andre Hertley, Commissioner at the South African Human Rights Commission. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. Thank you very much. I hope you too and the listeners.
All good. Thank you. So it's quite, in many ways, it's a very difficult conversation, isn't it? Because we value free speech so highly, but we also are concerned about a gratuitous and unnecessary display of hate. How do we balance these things?
Yes, it's important, first of all, to understand what our Constitution says. It clearly protects freedom of speech, and we value that very highly, as you indicated. But then it goes further to say that hate speech is not protected under that provision in the Constitution. And our law applicable here is Equality Act, and in terms of the Equality Act, it clearly says that no person may publish, propagate, advocate, or communicate words based on one of or more of the prohibited grounds against any person that could reasonably be construed to demonstrate a clear intention to be harmful or to incite harm, promote, or propagate hatred. That is now the wording after the Constitutional Court has pronounced on this matter in the Kwelane case, in which it narrowed down a bit this provision, Section 10 of the Equality Act. So here it is about the gratuitous display of the South African flag, and that is where it is done without good reason. So we are not in this case arguing that when it's a matter of artistic creativity, exercising academic freedom and so on, for example, history books and so on, that within that context, the flag cannot be displayed. Mm. It is about the gratuitous display of the South African flag, and we need to understand in that regard that this old flag is a reminder for black people in particular of atrocities committed under the banner of this flag in the past, and is an assault on their human dignity. And it is for that reason that we have joined the Nelson Mandela Foundation in taking this matter to court in the first instance, where we got a ruling in our favor in the High Court, which is now appealed by AfriForum. It is interesting to note that AfriForum itself is saying quite clearly that it does not even allow its own members and so on to display this flag, you know, for example, participating in protests or whatever the case may be, that is their policy. It is clearly, apart from hate speech, it is clearly not in the interest of social cohesion,
no, certainly,
and nation building at all.
So the question is this: is if it were to be allowed, would a stadium, for example, be within its rights to say, because that's always the example that I think of somebody bringing an old South African flag into a stadium, holding that up, it's gratuitous, it's hateful, there's no question that, you know, it's not representing any team playing, because that no longer exists anyway. So what is it saying is it's almost a deliberate provocation. Even if it were to be allowed, are organizations, are places like stadiums within their rights to say there will be no display of that particular flag?
Yes, no, absolutely. And especially if this case is successful, I would say that, you know, also from a perspective of social cohesion and nation building, it is clearly contradictory to those efforts.
Mm.
And I would say that there would be absolutely no problem if it is disallowed by a stadium or a group of people having a meeting or whatever the case may be.
So then why is it important for AfriForum? And I guess their motivations aren't that it's all about a question of interpretation of the law and the constitution, but why are they motivated to take this on?
Well, I think they're relying on the freedom of expression provision in the constitution. As I say, that if this does amount to hate speech, as we are alleging, then obviously that would not be protected in the constitution, because hate speech is not a freedom of speech in terms of our constitution, and it is an exception to the protection of freedom of expression. I don't know why they are pressing so hard as far as this matter is concerned, because even they should recognize that the display of this flag, for example, as you think about the example you made of the sports events and so on, is clearly flying in the face of nation building, social cohesion and the like. And as I mentioned, even they do not really encourage or allow people to display the flag at their events. So in that sense, it is quite unclear why they say the thing as far as this flag is concerned.
Yeah, it's an interesting one. Do you think that they have any chance of being able to successfully overturn this?
No, well, I don't think so. I think that we have a strong case, which we have already won in the High Court, and I think that further appeals such as this one won't be successful.
All right. Very, very interesting. And certainly we will follow this case. Advocate André Hertligam, who is the commissioner at the South African Human Rights Commission, talking to us about the case around the old South African flag.